Yeah, good morning. It's Neville here, Sunday morning, May the 3rd. And some thoughts about the new Seismic desktop version 0.2.0, which I've installed this morning. An update. This is the Twitter desktop client that runs under Adobe Air. Most people, including me, actually compare it with TweetDeck, which offers, well, I was going to say similar functionality, not the best way to describe it, but... and I use TweetDeck, but I'm trying out Seismic because I want to see how this is. It's excellent, I must admit. I like the improvements in this version that I can visually see, notably larger typeface. I found it far too small before, but then again, I do wear glasses, so but this definitely helps. Far easier on the eye to simply at a glance see what's going on in the three windows that I've got open. Typically with Twitter would be the timeline of my friends in the left, replies in the middle, that's the @s, and private messages, DMs, in the right. The names are color-coded. You've got the pictures of the avatars. Great. A couple of things on this new version, which I think this one, this first one I'm going to mention was in the previous, but multiple Twitter accounts. I hadn't set that up before. I've just done that because I have three accounts, actually. One is my primary one, Jangles. I have a personal account claiming my own name, Neville, which I don't really use, but I've got it loaded. And I could see some value in, definitely, if you were using multiple accounts, to have them both in the single interface. Although you've got the column on the left with the links you click on for various actions, such as your accounts, you've got the home, replies, private, etc. So you click on one of them, I see, and it shows it in the left-hand pane. But if you then decide to send a message, you've also got to make sure that the link at the top above your avatar, where it says share as, is set correctly. So if you're in one account, you're looking at in that column, then you think you're going to send a message from that account, you haven't changed it, it'll go out under the other account, so you need to watch for that. I'd change that, actually, if I were the developer. I do something. So if you click on one of these, it changes the share as, or some device like that. Let's see. The other thing that is new, definitely, and I can see this being a huge appeal to lots of people, is Facebook integration. And I've tried that. Works seamlessly. You click on Facebook, on add accounts, rather. Choose Facebook, and you get the Facebook dialog that asks you to log in, give permission, blah, blah. Done that. And it shows the timeline on my profile and so forth. Not of interest to me, frankly. I don't use Facebook, really. I pipe all my Twitter tweets into Facebook, so I'm getting those now back in the wall, so no value to me at all, unless I was using Facebook a lot, which I'm not. But I can imagine it would be very, very keenly received by those who do use Facebook. I'd find it useful, actually, if people who comment on things in my profile in Facebook showed up here. Now that would be something, because currently I've got it set to email, and if I want to reply to someone, I've then got to log into Facebook, and that's a real pain. So that I'd find useful. So let's see, what else did Loic say in his email that I got announcing this, that came overnight? Let's see, he talks about, oh yeah, following and unfollowing Twitter users. Very useful. I do that all the time in TweetDeck, and in fact it's uncanny how similar these two are in this regard. If you hover your mouse over someone's avatar, you get the four little icons that I think look exactly the same as the ones in TweetDeck. So clearly there's some functionality consistency going on, which would make it very easy to switch between the two or to migrate from one to the other. One of my Twitter buddies, Frank Musen, just tweeted actually that he's trying out Seismic, but he says he can't import his TweetDeck groups. True, I hadn't tried that, but that, if you have lots of groups, that would be a hurdle to jump over if you were thinking of changing. So let's see, what else is Louis? Oh yeah, webcam. I noticed that. I tried it, did a pic with a webcam, much better with this version. Before it was hit and miss in my experience. This, I just clicked on the thing, it opened the webcam correctly. I took a snapshot and it posted it to TwitPic, still the only photo sharing site integrated into Seismic, but it worked, so it's not bad at all, and I think they've done a good job with this, so looking forward to continuing development. Nice work, Loic.